Seeing Kid Nation on the Raspberry Road Trip. Brought to you in part by Cooper Tire. With more than 100 years of experience crafting tires for all of life's road trips. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Asking you shall receive. Kid Nation, you've been wondering, where's Mr. Raspberry this morning? Well, he's in studio now.
Kelly Raspberry's daddy is in the house.
Yes, sir.
And that's how he signs autographs, Kelly's daddy.
He really does. I saw a couple. Yeah. Mr. Raspberry, I have a message here from Kelly Murphy Fizenmayer. She said, thank you, Mr. Raspberry, for planning the Kid Craddock road trip. Aww. First of all, it's the Raspberry road trip. My girls and I have been faithful listeners every weekday for years. Kelly, Big Al, JC, and Jenna, it was great to finally meet you all and tell you what a great morning show you guys have. You bring smiles to our faces every morning. What better way to start the day? Hashtag Yay. Raspberry Road Trip.
Wow.
Yay.
Wow. Great, nice. great. That's what we're doing it for.
You created this whole thing, Mr. Raspberry.
I did.
Yeah. And what you been up to this morning? Because we haven't been
Well, you know, we might pass this way again.
Yeah.
So I'm touching people. Setting it up in case we want to come back.
Come down now.
Yeah,
we're going to
be.
My job.
Yes, indeed.
Well, you do different.
Touching people?
He touches
people.
Spiritually.
Well, I'm touching in a different way, Al.
Okay, you okay, touch understand. In a restraining order way.
Okay. Right. I'm wanting to make connections with the emotion, with the heart.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You know, Al's talking about maybe a different kind of
purely physical.
Okay. Yes.
Purely
okay. physical.
Al, how dare you do that right before Mr. Raspberry is about to announce the MVP of the day?
Mr. Raspberry knows who I am.
I do indeed.
Thank you,
sir. That's probably why you're not going to win.
He knows where my heart is.
I was going to say, Al, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Well, I personally believe JC's been talking a big game, but hasn't followed through on any of his promises to you, Daddy.
Mr. Raspberry, I said, whenever you're ready, you say, JC, I'm ready to get my massage, and I will do it.
Well, JC,
I will not back down.
I think JC's committed. I think he will follow through. And
absolutely.
I did tell JC yesterday, I said, JC, you can go for a three-peat.
I did.
This is not over.
I was telling Mr. Raspberry I was going to save him on the road when we're in Augusta. Because we were driving, there's a bunch of cars driving super fast. I said, sir, I would throw you out of the way.
You would.
And wow. I would. Oh,
that's
yeah.
what you would wow. do.
I would throw
prove
him out.
That's the thing. If wow. JC gets a three-peat on this, considering he's made a lot of broken promises, I have to question the process
right.
of selecting well, the MVP. Right?
Before you go three-peat, you got to get a two-peat.
Yeah, first of all, we need to learn how to count, guys.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to do first. Second of all, they're not broken promises because I will follow through, Mr. Raspberry.
I know
told
you.
It's easy to say what you would do.
Right.
If you win the lottery, will you give my dad $1 million? I know I would.
I would.
You would not.
Yes.
I would. I would give each and every one of you $1 million.
Okay, it's easy to say that.
Well, depending on how much I
win. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, we got to make sure what we win. Like if it's 100.
Well, we got to deduct taxes. Right,
right exactly.
So you get $1 million, you end up with maybe $200,000.
Yeah,
don't know.
Which is
tax,
fine.
A lot of taxes.
Yeah, a lot of taxes.
So many taxes. Mr. Raspberry, was it tough to pick your MVP of the day?
Well, now, in times past, you guys have made it a little easier for me by disqualifying yourself.
Sure.
And yes, it was a little bit tough, but I've worked through it.
Did anybody disqualify themselves yesterday?
Well, I can't say that 100%,
yeah.
No, but I keep watching. I've
well,
got people
who
watching for me, too.
Who was the worst?
Well,
Mr. Raspberry.
Let's from worst to first.
Worst of the day.
Well, let's see here.
Oh,
let's
boy.
See how I can
oh,
do
boy.
This. Now, you got me in this, and I got to get out of it
yeah.
because, listen, it's not over today, and if I throw somebody under the bus, I might not get favored up until tomorrow.
I got you, Mr. Raspberry.
Mr. Raspberry is thinking.
Yeah, let me defer that.
So
yeah.
Kelly's a two-time MVP winner.
Yes.
Well done.
Kelly,
well done.
All about Kelly.
Just being Kelly. That's how
just
she does.
That's
Kelly.
All I have to do.
I had a miraculous win yesterday because Kelly accidentally cursed in front of her dad on Tuesday night.
But yep. I haven't slipped up since.
Haven't slipped up. So you've been back to regular Kelly Raspberry.
She's doing good. I'm proud of Kelly.
Thank you, Daddy.
Big Al.
Restoration.
Big Al Mack, you've been working to get your MVP.
I'm here.
And Jenna, what you've been doing?
I don't know. I thought we had a lot of good quality bonding time earlier
right.
in the week, but then last night I didn't get to spend any time because I went to spend time with my family and my grandparents for hours last night, so I missed out on the whole evening.
Well, he may appreciate the fact that you went to spend time with family.
That is family, yes, sir.
Well, I did
very
not
important.
Do that to impress him. I did that to fulfill my own heart.
Well, you can get you can get benefits, you know, doing the right thing, but listen, what
basically,
happened?
Basically, she's
Jenna
saying
was
she doesn't need the MVP to feel fulfilled,
I heard
so
she hates
I think
you.
She's taking herself out of the running.
This morning, Jenna was not with us last night, mm-hmm. so I'm out getting ready in the real nice place provided for us. I mean, we're talking about beachfront luxury style. We were there first class. So I'm out, and Kelly's in the room across from me, and there was somebody stooped over, and I saw the long hair, and I said, good morning, baby. And Jenna turns around and looked up and said, Mr. Raspberry. It's Jenna.
Jenna gets so excited if any dude calls her baby lately.
Good morning, baby.
Good morning,
that was our,
baby.
That was our moment.
Yeah.
This is your moment. Let me tell you this. When we stopped to get some delicious chicken after we left Augusta, I knew we were getting close to South Carolina because, you remember, I was talking to the lady, and she said, what you want, darling? I said, we're getting close
That's
to
how
South
you
Carolina
know.
Now.
That's how you know, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Raspberry, it is now time for you to announce the Jerry Raspberry.
Fourth or five.
MVP of the day, number four.
All right. Well, let me tell you, building up to this.
Yeah.
This had to come down to not disqualified. The people didn't get disqualified on this session, so let me say that.
Okay.
But it come down to a heart decision. And all you guys have been great. You've gone above and beyond. But I tell you, there's one person, if it wasn't for six packs of Robitussin, I don't know if that person would have made it here or not.
Look at Hal's face. Look at his face.
What's wrong with your face, man?
He's lit up. You see him light up.
Listen, when you're least expected.
It's like you're peeing your pants.
When you're least expected, Bill Al, you're selected. You are the MVP.
Big O!
Now, if I can inject this.
I wish I was taking a picture when you saw your face.
I want you to listen to Mara now. I haven't shared this with anybody, but I got a special recognition tomorrow. A special.
We're still
going to do the MVP, but I got a special recognition.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Raspberry. That's very nice of you.
Big Al Mack with the MVP. Welcome to the MVP Circle of Trust.
And don't forget, guys, you can still get points in for tomorrow's MVP.
Okay.
Thank you, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
What several events did I do that made me stick out?
I think you just showed up drunk.
Less.
Less. You remember what Al said?
Yeah.
He said, sometimes when I'm on the road, he said, I do a little more.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and, but he said, he said, I've actually been less time spent.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, less drinking less means drinking. MVP.
That's right.
My drinking's gotten me nowhere.
Well, you don't drink anyways, Jenna. We were talking, Mr. Raspberry, I was talking to Kelly, and I said, just being around you this whole week has made all of it, not just the show, everybody that's on this trip better people. Because we're watching our mouths.
Exactly.
We're watching our drinking. We're saying our prayers.
I'm telling you.
So you're saying this has been no fun at all.
No, I'm saying this has been fun, and we've become better people because of Mr. Raspberry.
Well, Nick was wanting to do morning devotions. Yeah, Nick was into it.
Amen.
You heard that.
We're listening to sermons in the RV on the way to the cities that we're going to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going right.
It's great.
Now, today we're going to Florence.
Florence, South Carolina, Flowtown.
What are we going to be doing, Mr. Raspberry? Because this is turf. This is raspberry turf.
Look.
Like super turf.
You're going to have guided tour from Kelly Raspberry and Kelly Raspberry's daddy. We know where the spots
her
are to be seen.
Her diddy?
Her daddy.
He will take away the MVP. He will.
Kelly's daddy giveth and Kelly's daddy taketh away.
All right.
But anyway, we're going to show you some places that we're familiar with, show you some historical places around Florence. And Mullins now. We're going through Mullins, and this is going to be real exciting, especially when we get to Webster's Manor.
Are we going to go by the cemetery?
Well, yeah, we can ride
we could
by
go
there.
By the cemetery.
We're going to the cemetery?
Well, my grandparents
right
are
the
buried there.
Oh, is Red Raspberry the CIA agent?
He's there. But now everybody don't know that.
But
it's
a secret grave.
Yeah. Cemetery.
That's why
it's a secret. The marker's not.
Got it.
Yeah, you
got
to push a button and it pops up and stuff.
It's secret.
Sort of like that.
That's even a secret.
Mr. Raspberry.
Well, we get to see some of the historical things like Valdotti's dance studio and
Valdotti School of Modeling. It's no longer there, actually. I think it's become a law office.
And
San Jose, which was in a former Arby's. Remember San Jose on Irby Street? Daddy, tell them how good that was, Mexican food.
Oh, man.
It's best Mexican food.
Yes, sir.
JC, let me tell you. You would think you were dead center in Mexico.
That's it. Oh,
yes.
Really? San Jose's, is that right? I'm going to pronounce it right.
San Jose.
No, San Jose was great.
Best Mexican food
not
in the country.
Not there anymore. I don't know what's there now.
Well, if it was so good, why is it gone?
I don't know. I guess maybe the owners just decided they don't want to do it anymore. I don't know.
It was Mexican food with a little soul flavor.
Yeah.
I understand.
Shut up. Yeah.
We are in the South.
Yeah.
And Mullins, that's where Kelly was born?
Yes.
So we can see where Kelly was welcome to the world.
Oh, man. God gifted Kelly to us. And now I think that we can say this. She's been a gift to even some cities here. I mean, we're... I know Mullins is proud of Kelly's birthplace.
Yes.
Speaking of being a gift, Kelly is a gift to any man that takes her. And from what I hear...
What?
any man that takes her?
Anywhere.
Can you cut that? Can you cut that?
But you guys got a ride to the airport by a gentleman.
Oh, come on.
To meet. I wanted to ask, because people have been asking, Kid Nation's been wondering. What's going on? Did Mr. Raspberry approve of the gentleman riding to the airport?
We haven't talked about that at all on the air.
We haven't.
Yeah, how have the people been asking?
We did bring it up one day. No. We said that Mr. Raspberry brought it
that
up on
off
Monday.
The air,
no, it was on Monday.
It?
Yeah, it was on Monday. It was on air.
That would be Alan.
It was off the air. Yeah. Robert said it was off.
No, it was on the air.
Oh, well, just put it all out there.
Oh, hi, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, Alan.
But that's real. You said the name.
No, I did not.
You just did.
Oh.
Well, Alan, we can't say Alan.
Oh, Lord.
Alan, I'm sorry, we can't say Alan. But Alan, you know, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. And I will say this.
Yeah.
Alan made a good first impression, but now he's still under scrutiny.
I'm still watching him.
You know,
yeah,
he's
your
not
daddy.
Fully, he's not fully vetted.
I feel you, man. So far, approved.
He hadn't got Kelly's daddy's seal of approval yet.
Right, but he's got work for it.
Takes a while for that, Alan. I got to tell you.
It took Al 4 days.
Al's still working.
20 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
4 days.
Yeah. Congratulations to Big Al Mack, MVP of the day for
Thank
Mr.
You.
Raspberry.
Yay. Thank you.
And tomorrow is... The main, the big time VIP.
It's going to be exciting, I'm telling you.
You have a big announcement tomorrow for the MVP.
Everybody wanting to be listening tomorrow, I mean, it's going to be something.
Anybody can win MVP for one game, but if you win MVP for the entire
season.
For
the week.
Wow, we're talking.
That's what
we're talking. We're talking even rings for that.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get a ring for tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Mr. Raspberry, thank you so much for joining us again on the show. I think you should be a permanent member on the show.
Well, you know, I've been speaking with G-Man. I've been speaking with G-Man about that.
Uh-huh. George, our boss.
I'm George. Yeah, okay.
I love the nickname.
I got to know
Gas
him.
Man.
What'd you say?
It says Gas Man.
I went from George to G-Man because we're feeling this thing right now.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm going to get to know him so well before we leave. I'm going to call him G-Man. But we're working on some things.
Well, you'll definitely be sitting in Al's chair because I think Al's getting fired next.
Hey, G-Man, do you hear this? You hear what's going on?
Yeah. I can't get fired. I'm injured.
George, man, you can't calm that out. Man. Kelly, what's coming up in the show of his top five?
I don't know if I can go on.
George is waiting for Al outside.
Right? If you are an Empire fan, I have some news you may not be happy to hear.
Oh, no.
Coming up in the Showbiz Top 5.
Next.
We are passing through several states while on the Raspberry Road Trip. And Big Al is passing more than that.
I got my poopery right here in my pocket.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Will someone please crack a window? This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.